Michael. Yeah.
Hey.
Studio B.
Studio B for Biznatch.
Actually, Studio J. Let me get closer.
Why don't you get a little closer? It's Saturday.
It is Saturday, the
16th.
No, I think it's the 17th.
St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, you son of a bitch.
17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks. So what do you normally do? Let's walk the listeners through Ben's normal, traditional St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, I have corned beef and cabbage as soon as I wake up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you get out
and
of bed?
And then I take a giant shit. The end. That's how I celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Every year for the last 25 years, that's what you've done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. How about you? You get money.
Yeah. I got $20 in the mail yesterday.
I'm not even Irish. That's crazy, dude.
Not even Irish.
This kid right here gets money for Halloween.
I do.
For Halloween.
Well, I got a better family.
I guess so.
Hands down.
What other holidays do you get money?
Groundhog Day, Arbor Day, Columbus Day.
Who's giving you this, huh?
President's Day.
Is the mob giving you this money?
Yeah, the mob gives me this money, because I do them favors.
Jobs. Take care of stuff for them.
We got a lot to talk about this
week. We do? I thought today was going to be a slow day.
But we have a lot to talk about anyway, because I haven't seen you all week, so.
Yeah.
Did you watch Lost?
Yes, I did. I forget what it was about.
It was about, Claire. Claire?
Oh, yeah.
And, her mom. Car accident.
Yeah.
Fucking through the windshield.
Yeah. And you predicted that whole Luke Leia deal.
Luke and Leia right there. Jack and her. Claire, Luke and Leia. A little, worst name ever. Worst character name ever. Christian Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jack / Claire. Father.
Hmm.
But that wasn't the best part of the episode for me.
What was the best part?
Fucking football.
Football? Oh, yeah, at the end where he does that.
Great ending.
Yeah, he does a little celebration.
My favorite part of Lost is that it can be very hack at times.
Yes.
It can be, and that's okay because it's a show. It's not a movie. It's got to fill up a lot of space.
Yeah.
Seasons
worth. Got to draw stuff out.
Right. So they'll do the old soap opera ending, or like before commercial, where they'll say something really important, but you're not going to find out the ramifications for it.
Exactly.
Maybe for weeks.
Yeah.
In fact,
maybe not even ever.
Yeah, maybe not ever. Erica and I watched it again last night on the computer on ABC.
What? You watch things on a computer now?
It's brand new.
Oh, wow.
They just invented it.
The computer.
Yeah, they just, it's a toaster and a microwave put together and...
Wow.
Awesome. Need a computer.
Cool.
So we're watching it there, making some toast, too.
Okay.
And while I'm buttering it up, we made a conclusion that in Lost, it's a cliche for a lot of shows, I got this great plan. There's no time to tell you. I'll tell you in the car.
Yeah.
Every time someone in Lost says, I know a way to get off the island, you don't see them for another 10 minutes. They run away.
Yeah.
I know how to get off the island. I'm not going to tell you about it until later. They start running away, and their plan goes into action immediately.
This is what you're talking about, the seagull thing,
I'm talking about the seagull thing,
with
Claire.
Yeah.
But still not the best part.
The football thing.
Football, hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a little hack, because Lost... Oh, this is what my point was. There's always like that one soap opera moment where they say something, and boom, they either cut to commercial, or I call it the Lost moment. They end the show, and it says Lost. Yeah, it makes that sound.
Yeah.
So, they finally make it to see Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't seen Jack in a while.
Right.
It's just, like, emotional. So it's Jack. What's Jack doing?
Playing football with that weird dude.
He's playing football with that guy Tom, the fat guy.
Oh, yeah, Tom.
Not only is he playing football, he catches it, and he's gonna do a little celebration, Jack. He kind of, stops like a robot.
Yeah.
And then he picks the arm up and swings it over his head for the spike. Yeah. And then as soon as it got here, hand over my head, for those who are listening and not watching, I said, this is how they're going to end the show.
Yeah.
This and he spikes it and lost. Loved it. Watched it 4 times.
Brainwashed?
No.
Baking.
I don't know. I think that's the best part, though.
Yeah.
What was good about it is it makes you think what's going on. I think... Remember Ben said the original plan, the original plan was to, just break him in and he'd want to be helping.
Mm.
Maybe that's going on. Because I still don't trust that Juliet.
I don't trust her.
Not as far as I can throw her.
Whoa. Can you throw her pretty far?
No.
Well, it's your bad knee. You shouldn't throw anyone.
Yeah, you're right, Ed.
Ferris Bueller.
It's day off.
We went to the cool bank. And what else did we do?
Bank of the future.
Yeah, today, before the show. And we also went to Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, these penny savers and cool stuff, like, right near the door. And we found the Long Island Fugitive Finder.
There's a lot of fugitives on Long Island.
Yes. Apparently there is. And this is a free magazine, as it states on the cover.
Oh, right underneath the really bad clip art of Sherlock Holmes with a magnifying glass.
Yes. And so it's like Crime Stoppers or whatever. Magazine. Is it a magazine?
Totally. It's got a volume and an issue.
Okay. So it's a magazine. You could actually go on lifugitivefinder.com and you probably see all these pictures of these recluse people, I would call them.
You hate them?
Yeah. You hate especially them. The guy on the cover.
Come on, Ronald.
Ronald Rodriguez, charged for murder, or wanted for murder. His nickname is Shorty. Charged for murder, dark hair, dark brown hair, and he's cool. Let me find the best one, which is Thomas Hoga.
Hoga.
They show a mugshot, of course. There's all these like different mugshots of these people. And then, since this guy has distinctive like tattoos, they show like close-ups of his tattoos. And one of them is like a cross, and it's got like a name on it.
Oh, somebody died probably.
Yeah. Then there's this one of an old man. Who do you think that looks like? I'm going with Colonel Sanders.
I think... No, he doesn't have a beard. I think it looks like... That's true. You know Harry Carey, the old baseball announcer? Yeah. I think it looks like him.
Maybe.
I think it's a tattoo of Harry Carey.
Wow. He's awesome. Alright, that's enough of this.
You know how those people get big into their Harry Careys.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Joe.
Guess what I saw.
Hare Krishna.
Guess what movie I saw.
What did you... You saw a movie?
I saw a movie last week, right after the show.
Really? What did you see?
I saw The 300.
Oh, that's that movie that's like Sin City 2, right?
It's called 300 Sin City 2.
Cool, how was it?
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
There's gonna be a lot of reasons to like this movie.
Okay.
Alright, number one. You like when people's heads and arms get cut off?
Yeah, that's cool.
You're probably gonna like this movie.
Alright.
Number two, if you're a homosexual.
I know. Yeah, okay, yep.
You may not be, and whatever.
I like homosexuals, though.
Then you should see this movie, because there's not a shirt to be found in any
place.
And all the guys,
Cole.
All the guys, guess what?
Yeah.
Beefed.
Yeah? It's really beefed?
Really
sausage
beefed.
Fest.
Sausage fest. Yeah. Loincloths, yeah. Really tight in the sausage. Wasn't so big on that part, but I dealt with it, because they were,
So what's with the deal with no shirts? They just, like... they don't have shirts, they don't own shirts.
Yeah, well, the point of the movie was they ran out of shirts.
Oh, is that why they fight?
They need 300 shirts.
Oh, God.
Where are we going to get 300 shirts?
You beat the shit out of people and you steal their shirts.
Exactly.
Okay.
They made it to $2.99.
Oh.
Yeah. Tragic ending. One more shirt.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Ready for a spoiler alert? Hunchback.
What? Is a Hunchback?
There's a Hunchback in it.
Of
spoiler.
Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm. Cool. The animated one.
Oh, he jumps in. He's in there.
Shameless cool. Cross promotion.
Cool.
If you like character development and storyline and, you know, other staples of regular movie going.
Great movie making.
Yeah, great movie making. Don't expect that. Okay? All right. If you have to get popcorn, first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Go get popcorn.
Really?
I never say that.
Really?
I was almost at the point of like, uh-oh. Not so sure about this.
There's no action in the beginning. I thought it would, like, open up with a bang.
It opens up with, like, a jab.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's like a little Rocky movie. Right. You know in the Rocky 3, when they just show him fighting, but, like, with newspapers going by, and showing how Rocky's rising to the top.
Flying newspaper.
Yeah, flying newspaper.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So Sloan's in it. You know, Mickey's in it. And he's like, oh.
He just got busted for steroids.
I heard.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sly. Go get popcorn. Go to the bathroom.
Really?
I'm sorry to say 15
minutes in?
First 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
The movie is an hour. I think it's just 2 hours.
Okay.
All right, so let's do the math here. So for the next hour and 45 minutes?
Right.
Don't move.
Don't move?
Don't expect a line of dialogue for the next hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Here's what to expect.
Okay.
Picture, I guess. I hate to compare it to Gladiator because Gladiator is a really, really good movie.
It is. That's a great movie.
But you have to make the comparison because it's like, you know, it's Gladiators.
Both gay movies.
Yeah. A lot of gayness going on. It's take, I guess, the cool parts from Gladiator and Sin City. Okay. And,
sounds like an awesome movie.
So probably some video games.
Okay.
Picture all the video games you've ever liked.
Okay. Sounds cool.
That's the next hour and 45 minutes. It doesn't fucking stop.
Really?
I started laughing because it reminded me of James Bond.
Uh-huh.
Makes James Bond look peaceful.
Oh my god, really?
It's just non-stop. They don't stop.
That's cool.
Oh, what if you like people getting nailed to trees?
Hmm. I enjoy that.
I like it. Seriously, you should see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a lot of fun. Don't expect anything, you know,
Mind-blowing.
Don't expect a good line of dialogue.
Right.
Not that it was, like, really bad or overacted. Some parts.
Yeah.
Do expect some awesome things with spears. What's that spears? That's a boring weapon. Mm-mm. Not in this movie.
Really? Really?
You like animal beatings?
I'm a huge fan.
Okay. So I need to know.
Huge fan. I love when they beat animals.
You should see this movie.
Really? What kind of animals?
Rhinos, elephants, and horses.
No giraffes, huh?
No, because how would a giraffe get beat? How would a giraffe get beat?
They would get beat.
Alright, see, what the director's cut is just, like, the 300 Trojans there, whatever they are, Greeks or Spartans. Spartans. Yeah, they just get on giraffes and win. They conquer the world. But that was like, oh, that's too much. The world's not ready.
We got some phone calls to play.
We sure do.
I mean, voicemails to play. Let's play those.
Alright, hit that bitch.
This is Ozzy Osbourne. Drafts stupid. I'm Ozzy Osbourne. This is Love Pterodactyls. Okay, dip cheese.
Hi, this is Anna Nicole Smith. I'm calling from my spot in hell, and I just want you to know that I love giraffes, especially pink giraffes, and I ride on them, and I climb up their necks, and have fun with them, and I have sex with them, and then I have babies named Danny Lynn II, and giraffes. I love giraffes, and they're pink. They're pink giraffes. Yay! Want my body? Okay, dope cheese.
Wow, awesome phone calls.
They were.
Okay, I'm good with... I know Anna Nicole Smith likes giraffes, pink ones, preferably, but Ozzy Osbourne, four pterodactyls were against them.
Pretty sure he's for them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure I think he said cool somewhere in there.
Okay.
I think he's
cool.
I think it was cool. It was confirmed that there was cool. Yeah, pink giraffes are awesome.
I believe they don't exist.
Whatever, not in hell where Anna Nicole Smith is, apparently. She got her number. She got the 718-304-7856.
56.
Six. 6-6.
What?
What? She's in hell. You really think she's in hell?
There is no hell.
If there was Anna Nicole Smith going there for having sex with her son?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules of hell.
Who makes the rules?
You know, people.
Probably.
The church, the
probably
Pope.
Probably the Jesus.
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
I heard he shits in a golden toilet.
I heard he shits in his hat.
Ooh, I'm buzzing.
You buzzing? Who's calling you?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Put her on speakerphone.
Anna Nicole?
Hi, Anna Nicole Smith.
You're on the
show.
You're on the show.
We were just talking about hell.
Yeah, how is hell?
Hell is so great. It's like so many parties and pink things.
Pink things?
Wow, pink things in hell.
Cool.
Everyone should come to hell.
I'm not going to go to hell.
Ben is. He's totally going
to
hell.
No, I'm not going to hell.
We want you here. We want you here.
Scary.
Because you do it.
You're scary.
Are you going to... Anna Nicole Smith, I had a question for you. since you had sex with ghosts when you're alive, do you have sex with ghosts now?
Demon sex.
I'm a little frightened now. Demon sex is scary.
It's fun, and they're old too, just like my husband.
Hey! Is he in hell?
What?
Is your husband in hell?
Yeah, old man.
Old man.
Oh God, old man. In hell.
Oh, that's nice. You're back with your husband.
Oh, that's nice.
So what's the plan? Scary. Wait till he dies from hell.
Wait, can you die?
Yeah, die again.
You're gonna call it me.
Yep.
It's right. Wow, it's just like talking to the real Anna Nicole.
It is the real Anna Nicole.
But she's dead, so it's just a fake one.
Oh, okay. So it's a fake Anna Nicole.
Yeah. Why'd she get buried in that weird outfit?
What?
She doesn't know. She's dead. She has no control over her.
A weird outfit? It was pink! Come on! Pink,
she likes
Joe.
The pink.
Whatever.
She likes the pink. So, Naomi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Yeah.
Where the hell did Anna Nicole go?
That was Anna Nicole.
Oh, yeah. So, are you in hell?
Oh, no. Did she pass you the phone from hell?
That's weird.
Are you guys still doing the show?
Yeah, we're still doing the show.
Oh, wow. I totally thought you were done, and I was going to leave a message if you didn't answer.
Oh. No, it's okay.
We're here.
What's going on?
I was originally calling because Jen has invited you, me, and if Joe and Erica want to come to the Witch's Brew tonight.
Oh, yeah?
The brew, yeah. Huh?
If the roads aren't too icy,
I'll drive. That's what I told her.
Because I'm scared of the roads.
You never know about those roads.
Well, the main roads are actually okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see. I'll give you a call later.
Yeah. I was totally planning on leaving a message. That's cool. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
Don't worry.
So you heard that first, folks. Head out to the Witch's Brew tonight to meet Ben and Joe.
Joe, don't get so close to the
mic.
Sorry,
look
what you did.
Really hurt people's ears.
All right, so I'll talk to you later.
Yes, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, you hear that? Okay. Slap the phone.
I'm a little worried about your girlfriend.
Why is that?
All right, she hangs out with Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
Who has sex with demons.
Yeah.
Right?
Demon sex doesn't hurt anyone.
Mm. Except for the person having sex with the demons.
Yeah.
Then there's a lot of things.
It's great for the demon.
And now she's going to the Witch's Brew? What is she trying to do? Poison?
She's Wiccan.
Trying to poison Snow White?
She's Wiccan. You know what Wiccans are, Joe?
I have no idea.
They're like witches, but cooler.
What's right? Cooler than a witch? Besides a Wiccan.
No, Wiccans are dumb, man.
I've never heard of a Wiccan.
You really?
Really.
They actually practice. They're like witches. It's like this religion. Oh, they're like all about nature. They're like witches if they were hippies.
So it's Al Gore, basically.
Yeah.
He's a Wiccan.
He's a Wiccan warlock.
A Wiccan warlock.
Alright.
Alright.
This show sucked.
What? Tell you that. That was great.
We might do a vidcast. Check it out. It might be on the blog spot right now.
Right this second.
What else are we doing? Is that it? That's it.
I can't believe you showed your penis for that.
Yeah, can't believe that.
All right, so if you support giraffes, you're going to text us.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
We could text now?
Well, I was going to do a little online voting.
Oh,
what
okay.
You're going to do, though, is
when
gonna,
the hoster comes when they,
Great, end the show there.
No.
That was
keep
classic.
Going.
I was going to say you're going to email us at iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
I'm sorry. We Gmail here. We don't email.
Whatever. I'm stuck in the 80s. Right? My Gmails.
The 90s. We're like the 90s, Joe. Okay, it's iHeartSnacks@gmail.com. Gmail.
Call us. Just like Anna Nicole Smith /Naomi/ Ozzy Osbourne did.
Right.
Who's 4 pterodactyls.
Maybe.
Maybe. At 718.
04.
78.
56.
56.
Check out the Heather and Ben Show. TheHeatherandBenShow.com.
The what?
The show.
I've never heard of that.
Let's play some Wii. Nerd.
Okay. Dope cheese.
Dope.